Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much for checking us out here on the Be Our Guest podcast. That's right. The epic Walt Disney World and Disney Cruise Line vacation comes to a close for me today, but we've got a great show lined up for you. Lots of laughs in store. Don't worry. This is going to be an awesome show. We're going back to 2015, to the very last hour, hour 12 of the 12-hour live show, where we were joined by Matt and Nate from Wedway Radio and Wedway Now. And we play a game show, and it is hilarious. It's kind of Wedway meets Be Our Guest podcast at The Price is Right. It's awesome. Not everybody has heard this show. We didn't get a chance to ever put this one out on the feed. So I think you're going to enjoy this fun 45 minutes where we match wits with Wedway Radio. I think you're going to enjoy it. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by our friends over at The Wisdom of Walt. You need a good book here in the summer. This is a great way to get inspired for both your work, your personal life, and your relationships. You're going to get little hints that Walt Disney left us in Disneyland. The author Jeff Barnes talks about how Walt took all these life lessons and hid those in Disneyland, but sometimes in plain sight. And we can use those things that were put into effect and were built in the 1950s. They can make your life even better here in 2017. So drop by thewisdomofwalt.com. You can pick up a personally signed copy over at the website. You can also just shop on Amazon and get the book however you like. Great read for your summer. Again, thewisdomofwalt.com. Also, check out our friends at touringplans.com. They're going to help you save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. This is your insurance against the crowds on your next vacation. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at touringplans.com. All right, let's get Nate on the line, Matt as well. Little Wedway and Be Our Guest podcast here on your Friday. We'll be back again on Monday with a great Be Our Guest podcast. So have a great weekend. Stay safe. Can't wait to share the memories. And we'll see you real soon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
All right, let's get Nate from Wedway Radio in here.
1411.
Oh my gosh.
111.
Awesome.
Memory.
No way.
Fantastic.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's on Do Not Disturb.
15,000 is going to be our goal.
Oh, nope. Here we go. I think. Man, it's the 12th hour. You think I'd figure this out by then?
Yeah, one would expect, but no.
I think I got it. Hey, joining us from Kansas City, Missouri, from Wedway Radio and Wedway Now, we have Nate Parrish. How's it going, Nate? The big old buildup, and then he's not there.
Maybe he's not there.
That was quite an introduction.
I'm saying, I tried. Nate, are you there?
Hey, I'm right here. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Awesome. Yes. I have no idea what you just said.
You totally blew like the best introduction
either,
of the day.
So it's all good.
Oh. Awesome. Hey, congratulations on meeting your goal. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
You're just glad that we
to reach another one to get Ricky on Dinosaur.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
It costs this much money to get Ricky on Dinosaur,
right?
My son and I went to see Jurassic World yesterday morning in IMAX 3D, and that was awesome.
I would poop my pants. I swear, that would not be good.
I would poop my pants. Nice.
You don't hear that very often.
No, you don't. I mean,
no. thankfully you don't.
I would have gone for a more colorful metaphor, but this is a Disney podcast, so
right.
I'm cleaning it up a little bit.
Wow. Kind of sounds like a Kmart commercial.
It's like she just went there.
Wasn't there an old Saturday Night Live like parody commercial for "Oops, I crapped my pants"?
Yes, there was. Yes. That's absolutely one of my favorites.
That would be me. Right.
Oh, mercy!
Thanks, "Oops, I crapped my pants."
Thanks, and I just did.
Oh man,
it was fantastic.
It was quite awesome.
So on a cleaner note here, as we can get rolled, real quick, I didn't even get to see, did the Cardinals game get rained out today?
It did. It got rained out.
See, so, I don't even know. Yeah. I'm in St. Louis, and I've been in my basement all day. I'm like, I didn't see any updates on the game.
It got rained out. So, yeah. So you're up 2-0 in St. Louis. So,
yeah, but you guys got us out there, so.
We did, I mean, it was 2-1 here. I figured if we got one there, it'd be good. So we'll see.
That's fine.
We got Pittsburgh this year too. So yeah.
Yeah, we have some depth here a little bit. By next year, they'll be gone. So we got to appreciate them this year. So
nice.
Yeah. So.
So what's going? Matt's traveling tonight because I know some people were asking. Correct?
Yeah, he is. I'm not sure what this is for. He is in Concordia, Kansas. So I don't know why, but that sounds like a giant dead zone.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be there all week.
Ooh.
And yeah. So
you're saying that what you're saying the internet has not reached the state of Kansas?
Well, it is Kansas. I mean, really, not much has reached there.
You shouldn't be talking to Mizzou fans about Kansas.
Everything's up state in Kansas City.
That's right. Hey, Mike, I'm decked out in Mizzou hat and shirt right now.
So yeah, M-I-Z, like, baby.
I got to represent. Z-O-U.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we're Paige is having her high school graduation party, and it's turned into just a Mizzou fest. Like, every decoration's black and gold Mizzou something, because that's awesome. Where she's going in the fall. So we're like, forget your high school. We're moving on to, because, you know, our house is painted Mizzou gold. So, you know, let's take advantage of that, man. We're all gold all the way. So I can't wait.
Nice. There's like a retired police officer who lives like three houses down. And this year he bought one of those giant like inflatables for his yard. And it's Truman the Tiger. So every Saturday afternoon, Truman like comes to life in his yard.
That's awesome. Yeah, we got my sister-in-law and brother-in-law are both Mizzou alum, and they're big. They have season tickets, and they go down and tailgate every game. And so they're like, "What do you need?" So they got the cornhole game that's all Mizzou decked out. We're going to even have their tailgating flag flying in the front yard that day. So I know Paige is thoroughly embarrassed, but oh well, you know that's what you do.
That's the way to
part
do
of being
it,
a kid.
That's your duty.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, last week I was in our weight room, like lifting weights, and Evan Bame was on the, he was doing squats right next to me. It was almost like embarrassing because, if you don't know, he's our center for Mizzou and he can squat like 550 pounds, you know, and, I'm over here with like 140. So I have like one big plate on each side. He has like five.
This guy's Twitter handle is the Big Bame Theory. He's awesome.
Yeah. Wow,
he's a good kid. Good kid.
Gigantic kid. He could definitely bench press your car probably right now.
He probably could. Yeah.
So how are things going? I know you guys got back to season one of Wedway Radio this past week.
Season seven.
No, episode one. Sorry, episode
season one.
Wow, it's
hilarious. It's a new podcast. You seem to be doing well. I hope it catches on.
Yeah.
Right.
Me too.
Yeah. So we kicked off season seven last week, with a new Now show and then a new Wedway Radio. This week we've got a Now on the Big Screen show, and then next week we'll be back with a new Wedway Radio. So we're looking to do Wedway Radios every other week. So a season of about 20 shows, and then the other two shows we're going to alternate those weeks too. So it's going to be pretty fun. We've got a lot of exciting topics to cover this year, and Yeah, glad to be back in the podcasting chair.
Yeah,
glad you're back in our ears.
So awesome, thank you.
I'm so excited. I'm like, yes, Wedway's back. Score. So
yeah, so much fun. I mean, we took a little time off because I started a new company, and then we just, you know, Matt had a lot to do and I had a lot to do, and I was like, let's just push it to June, and then we'll be ready to go. So we're all good.
The irony of this was I really enjoyed your first episode this season of If You Had Wings, because I don't fly, but I love that attraction. It's so cool because I do remember doing
that. I was laughing
that.
To myself when you said that. You're like, ironically, that was one of my favorite attractions. I'm like, that's so awesome.
Hey, you know what? I was still stuck on the ground, but I love that. You know, I love looking at planes and all that stuff, but totally safe on an Omnimover.
Yeah. Yeah, good deal. So next week's episode is going to be pretty. It's a different kind of episode that we've never done before. So we're just trying some new stuff. But then we also have a summer series coming up. That'll be episode 3, and that's going to be on Frontierland. So that'll go into September. So
sweet. So I forgot what I was going to say. I heard somebody coming down the steps. I haven't seen anybody in 12 hours. So just tell us about, so you said you got the summer series coming up, and I love those because that's where you take kind of a, you know, from what I've seen, like a bigger topic and divide it into like four or five chunks. And I know you did that with like, was it Epcot's 30th?
We did it. We started off with Walt Disney World's 40th, and we were like, man, that's too big for one show. So it was actually Matt's idea. He was like, let's break it up. And then we took it like a decade by decade look at it. We did it the next summer, and we did it for Epcot's 30th. We did a series on Fantasyland where we looked at like the early ideas for like a Fantasyland and then how it's evolved over time. We did one on the World's Fair last summer. We've also done, we did a three-part series on the Haunted Mansion. We did a three-part series on Snow White. And then, I mean, they're usually once a month. So we have a few episodes in between, but it's really fun. I mean, it allows us to take big topics and spread them out over time. And what we learned, you know, we've been doing the show since 2009. And what we've learned is over time, is that, you know, big attractions or big themes we should take our time with. And so, you know, most of our shows that are based on attractions are really small attractions, like If You Had Wings or mm-hmm. Timekeeper or
Horizons.
Yeah, we've never done a Horizon show, which is kind of a joke. So everyone's like, what's this episode about? And I'm like, not Horizons. Honestly, if we ever do a Horizon show, that will be the very last episode.
Yeah, that's why I'm scared.
You can't top it just because we've built it up to be so much. And we're like, oh, this year, maybe we'll do the Horizon show. And, you know, season 7 will not have a Horizon show. Let me just throw that out there. It will. I promise you. Season 7, we will have our first ever show that is about Animal Kingdom. So,
oh,
Mike finally got to you. He said
never done an Animal Kingdom show, and I was like, I think the time has come. Maybe we should do an Animal Kingdom show. Matt's like, we're gonna break the streak. I'm like, I mean, streaks are made to be broken. So we gotta. So I already know exactly what we're gonna do. And I think Animal Kingdom is old enough for us to do this. And
is it a show about Tarzan Rocks? Is that what it's about?
Tarzan Rocks? What year was Tarzan Rocks? So
I saw that.
Tarzan was in 99, so no, it won't. It will not have Tarzan Rocks. So.
Okay. See, my podcast listening is ruined, I'm just saying.
That theater was so hot. Oh, my God. I remember the show there.
Especially when Tarzan Rocks was going on.
I knew you were going to say that.
That would go there to, like, it had a following of women who would stay there.
You know, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because in Disneyland, when Pirates came out, there was this huge, huge, like, following of women whenever Jack Sparrow would have, like, a meet and greet. And I was like, they realized that's not really Johnny Depp, right?
Right. One would assume that they would realize that, but no, maybe not. I don't know.
No. Tarzan used to greet guests in Disneyland. Yeah. We were there with my daughter.
Nice.
Grown women pushed her out of the way. No, I'm not kidding. We had to get out of line. I was fearing for her life. It was horrible. So.
I actually did that one time. I only pushed her that one time.
Debbie. It was Debbie.
They actually brought Tarzan back. He's meeting guests right now.
Yes, he is.
I don't know how to control it a little. Yeah,
more.
I don't know how the frenzy is going, and I know he's like in an area where he's definitely hidden, so you can't see he's there. So you don't know what character you're going to go meet, but you see the line, so you know it's a character meet and greet. But yeah, he's totally meeting there, and I'm like, I don't know that I really want to meet Tarzan.
Avert your eyes, children.
Yeah,
I'm going to see some bad behavior going on.
I think I'll pass. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, Matt just sent me a text and says, I'm ready if I can join.
Oh, so absolutely.
He might be able to join us.
Let me see here. Let's see here.
Just wanted to give an update that we're at $14,161, and we just need to get to $14,500, and Ricky will be on the dinosaur.
Yahoo!
I tried to call him, but it said call failed. So I don't know if he's not online quite yet on Skype. Okay. Oh, there he goes. He just got online. Okay, here we go.
Yay!
Awesome.
Let's see here.
Welcome, Matt, too.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's busy.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Come on, Matt. It's that Kansas connection.
It is.
I love picking on Kansas. Because they would do the same to us if it were them.
That's true. They would have less ammunition, though.
Yes, that's true. Matt, are you there?
They're winning. Their winning percentage would be, or their percentage in the red zone would be lot smaller.
Yeah, wait. Matt, are you there? He's connected. He's just waiting. It's a dramatic pause.
Right. He's on his iPhone, so he doesn't have his computer or anything like that.
It says he's connected, though. Let me try it again. Let me hang up and hit this.
Nice. Well, so I have been listening sporadically today.
Me too.
You too? Good.
Yeah, exactly.
No, am I calling? He says I'm calling him. Nice. Okay.
We're all calling him. Let me give out his phone number.
While you're on the phone.
Maybe that's it. Hang on.
Yeah, but I enjoyed your segment with Jim Hill. That was great.
Give me the tales.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Jim Hill. That guy should have a podcast, right?
Yeah, right? Or two or three, whatever.
Yeah. We'll write a book or something.
Right, something.
You should start a website and
Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah. He'd be really good at telling stories, wouldn't he? Yeah.
He would. He seems to know a little about Disney.
He does, just a tiny bit. Just saying.
Heard some stories.
I swear, I never knew that about that story about T-Rex, but that is a fantastic story. I just have to say.
I've heard that Jim Hill is an extra or was featured in one of the scenes in the movie The Country Bears. I seriously wanted to call in and ask him that.
Oh my God, nuh-uh.
No, I'm being dead serious. I thought I heard this like 5 or 7 years ago on the Laughing Place podcast. I was like, there was a story. One of the ladies on there was telling a story about how, I guess when they were shooting Country Bears, they needed extras and somebody was a friend of a friend and they were like, hey, let me grab some Disney fans and bring them down here. And I think she said he was in the movie, The Country Bears.
My God.
Well, even if it's not true, I still love it. So we're going.
Yeah, exactly.
There it was. You'll just make it happen.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Wow.
Man, I'm trying to call Matt and it's not connected. It's just like ringing. It looks like, I'll keep trying here, but I'm already getting angry tweets about people that are miraculously listening to the show from the Dead Zone. In Concordia, Kansas. So we are getting, amazingly enough, we are getting through to Concordia, Kansas. Okay. So thanks, Tracy. Tracy,
I've heard of Concordia, Missouri, but never Concordia, Kansas. So I was like,
interesting. Well, it says it's busy. I don't know. We'll keep trying. But
Yeah. Somebody goes, Jim Hill has an annual pass, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's. A little bit. He might have an annual pass.
He might.
Well, so I made a new game for this year. I know. By the way, Mike, thank you for releasing last week's show like this week.
No pressure. I know. That's always saving until the week before.
It's like, oh, crap.
That's what I
have, like, this pressure to make the game better than last year. It's fresh in everyone's ears. So, I have it, but I need to grab it. So give me like 1 minute here because I left it.
He needs to grab the game?
Oh yes. I do. I need to grab the game. It actually has a board. Wow. It's a board.
Oh my gosh. I don't have a board here. So how am I going to be able to play? Like
right?
All right. So give me 1 second.
Okay, no problem. And
it's like a game that's like on Friends, you know, where I don't remember the name of it, but you know, they had to spin the Wheel of Mayhem and they had to climb the ladder and there was the golden monkey and I don't know. It was.
That sounds like Legends of the Hidden Temple to
me. No, does anybody else? I mean, everybody's, I mean, you know, if you've seen the episode of Friends, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, hello. Matt, what's
there
up?
There he is.
Yeah.
It's hard getting, a hold of people in Kansas.
The microphone was off.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just Kansas.
Yeah, or it could just be Kansas.
Don't be bad-mouthing Concordia, Kansas now, Matt. Apparently there's listeners there.
Yeah, Tracy's listening in from Concordia right now. So, hey, Tracy.
Wow. This is about the most middle of nowhere I think I've ever been.
Said the guy from the Ozarks.
Says the guy from the Ozarks. Very fertile farmland here, though.
Oh, good to know.
Yes.
Well, at least farmland.
Right.
Yes.
We don't know how fertile.
Right. That's true. Hey, okay. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on, Matt. We appreciate it.
So, we are glad to have you.
All right. So, I have the game, and I'm ready.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did I just drop somebody?
Let's do this.
I got a message from Pam here. Did we fall off? Are we good?
Yeah. Mike must have added me back on.
No, okay. it did that on its own. I didn't do anything. I'm not kidding. This time I didn't screw up. This time I didn't. I was going for a chip. I wouldn't even like buy the. I wouldn't even. My hands weren't even near the computer.
What else? You guys are just afraid. This might be the year I win.
This might be the year. All right. So, without further ado, and I have to say, Debbie, I did write you in this year.
Oh, good. So, thank you very much.
Actually play. All right.
Thank you.
All right. So, welcome to the annual Be Our Guest game show. I'm your host, Nate Parrish. This year, we have four unique games.
Oh. Ooh.
Nice. Four unique games for the Be Our Guest game show. But just like every other year, we got to start it off right. And we need to take the Be Our Guest game show oath. So, repeat after me. I state your name.
I state your name.
Promise not to use any outside sources.
No profanity.
Including the internet.
Hey, I'm not hearing everybody say this.
I know.
Okay, are you making notes of this?
Just listen for Ricky.
Mike, I don't hear.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Mike says if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That is true. I do say that quite often.
He is the cardinal way.
I knew that was coming.
I hang up right now.
And especially the chat room.
Come on.
Because as we know, the chat room always knows the right answers. All
right. I guess I better close the chat room. All right.
Each category, we'll rotate who goes first. But first, let's meet our players. All right. Starting off, we have Mike Fredbird Roman.
Yes. We are Cardinal Nation. We are Cardinal Nation.
Well, you are sometimes. All right. Today you aren't. Right. Ricky, the Tomahawk Niblet.
Oh, no. I'm not tomahawking crap. There's
the
no
tomahawk
way.
Chop. That's right.
No. Yep. Not even. No. I'm never straight tomahawked.
From DeKalb County there.
No. No. Never tomahawked in my entire life, and I will not tomahawk. It is a moment of principle. It's not happening.
Pam, the Boss Forrester.
Oh, I like that. Nice. I'm going to get shirts and put on the luggage, I think.
That's right.
The
Boss. I know a good shirt guy.
Yeah. Love it.
Play your cards right. I might be able to hook you up with a shirt. And then Debbie, otherwise known as Crumbs.
Where did you come up with that one?
And, because last year when you were struggling with an answer, you said crumbs.
Crumbs.
Crumbs a lot.
Or choking on her donut or something from earlier tonight.
Right. Very nice. And then Matt, younger brother from E.T. Parrish. All right.
That's what I get.
So Matt sent me a text at midnight, like three nights ago, that goes, You're kind of like the older brother on E.T. I was like, what?
I was watching E.T. You remind me of him.
You're like, you remind me of the older brother in E.T. I'm like, okay.
Kind of smart alecky. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. All right.
Okay, so game one. This game is called Old Time Disney Animator.
Or Vice President.
Current World Leader.
Oh,
ooh.
Good Lord. This is going to hit all of our knowledge points.
Old-time Disney animator or current world leader.
Can I'm sure we'll do fantastically.
Yeah. There is no phone-a-friend this year.
Andrew, help me out, brother.
All right. So this game is worth 1 point. If you get it correct, you get 1 point. All right. Mike.
Wait.
So I can't even look in the chat room.
You can't look in the chat room.
So I just changed the window.
I have a points question. Are the points cumulative between games?
They are. They add up in each game.
Yeah. Oh, so they're kind of like rounds.
Yeah, right. So game one, old-timey Disney animator or current world leader. Mike, yours is Gustav Tengren.
Gustav Tengren. Sounds like...
This is not charades.
I'm not trying to think what Gustav. I'm gonna go world leader,
and that would be incorrect.
Ah! I hate losing.
Gustav Tengren, directing animator on Snow White.
Dang it! I should
have. I have a little golden book where Gustav Tindgren was the animator for it.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right, Ricky. Yours is Michael Higgins.
Ooh.
Sounds too normal.
Michael Higgins.
His middle name's Gustav.
World leader or old timey Disney animator?
World leader.
You are correct. He is.
Oh no, my nightmare. She got it right.
She's already beating you.
Yes.
You have Charles Sovereign.
Charles
Sovereign. Sovereign.
Country of origin.
Spelling.
I do not know.
can you use it in a can you use it in a
nice
sentence?
Try, Pam.
I know, right? I need all the help I can get. I'm going to say that is an animator.
Oh, I wish so. He's actually the president of the Dominican Republic.
Oh well, yeah, that's someplace I'm not going. So
right. What are the nice beaches?
All right, Debbie.
Yes, sir.
Joseph Grant.
Animator.
That is correct. Oh, Joe Grant.
Yay.
From what do you do?
Oh, man, he was on tons of stuff. He started way back in Snow White, and he went all the way through, like, the 80s. He's just fantastic. Joe Grant's been involved in a lot of stuff.
And, Debbie, you said that with conviction. You were just like, no doubt.
I was like, animator, let's go.
All right.
Hey, hang it.
Maddie's up.
I'm ready.
Klaus Iohannis.
Klaus Iohannis. I have to go world leader. I've never heard that as in the Disney realm.
He is the Prime Minister of Romania.
Ooh, yes, nice. Well done.
Okay, my.
At the end of round one, it is Ricky one, Debbie one.
Go Debbie.
Matt one. Everyone else zero.
We're playing
go
golf.
Me.
We're playing golf.
Playing golf. Well, if we were playing golf, you would have won. All right. This game is also worth 1 point. Game two is called Which Opened First? Oh, I'm going to give you two attractions. You tell me which one opened first. These are all Disney World attractions.
Okay. That helps.
Walt Disney World attractions. All right. Ricky, you're going first this time.
Oh, crap. Okay. All right.
Here's your two attractions. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor or Lights Motors Action.
Ooh, that's hard.
I know this one for sure. Lights, Motors, Action, open first.
That's correct.
Oh, man.
It was, that was the first attraction, one of the first attractions that Brian and I went on our very first trip. So, yes, I know that one. Yeah.
It was also part of Disneyland's 50th, Nate. Yep.
It was.
Yes, celebrated around the world. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a gift from Paris.
Yeah, which, thanks Paris for that one.
It's kind of like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, exactly.
They did give us the Statue of Liberty. Right?
It was their second gift.
Yeah. Well, Brian and I just went on it again. It's not a gift, trust me.
It's a gift.
Okay, I'm ready.
Pam, you have Timekeeper or Body Wars?
Ooh.
Which opened first?
Which opened first, Timekeeper or Body Wars?
I'm going to say Timekeeper.
Actually, it's Body Wars.
Oh, no!
Body Wars, 1989, Timekeeper, 1990.
Still feel like the boss, are you, Pam?
Man. No, but you know what? The boss gets her score, like, an added to and multiplied by. So, I mean, you know, I still could pull it out, I'm just saying.
You can do it. She will do this. She's banking these.
Hey. Hey, the last round, you're able to make up a lot of points. I'm just telling you.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay,
she's
Debbie.
She's going to kick all her fannies.
Debbie.
Yes, sir?
Magic Carpets of Aladdin or Philhar Magic?
Magic Carpets of Aladdin.
That is correct.
Man, she just like she's cheating because she says it so fast.
I know.
It's like she knows the questions are coming or something.
I know. Did you cheat, Debbie?
No, I'm not cheating.
I think this is set up.
There are no answers in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. No one in the chat room is even guessing.
They're not even listening.
They're not even listening. They're not even listening anymore. Glad you guys made your money. Right. All right. Matt.
Yes.
Mission Space or Sounds Dangerous?
Too easy. Sounds Dangerous.
That is correct. 1999 to 2003. Mm-hmm. Mike.
Yes.
couple of Epcot attractions here for you, my friend. I know you're a fan of the Epcot Center.
Yes.
The Circle of Life Environmental Fable, or Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Oh. Ooh, that's tough.
It is. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Batting 500, my friend. Nice work.
Yes.
Nice.
That is, all right.
I'm hanging on by a thread.
94 to 95. Hanging on there. All right. The next, their next game, these are worth 2 points apiece. All right. Okay. Questions are slightly harder, though. Slightly harder. This game is called Facts About Mickey.
Ooh.
Facts About Mickey. Okay. This one you have to actually supply an answer. It's not an either or whatever. All right. So. Game 3, Facts About Mickey. Pam, you're up first. Yours is the old Hyperion studio sign, red, Mickey Mouse, and blank.
The old Hyperion studio sign.
Yes.
Well, I think I have an idea.
I think
it's
I do.
It's tough. It's very tough.
I hate that I'm not on the board at all. Like, I feel like there's additional pressure. Like,
you don't want to get the goose egg.
So
once
now
he gets
I'm
his
like,
first points, it gets easier, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in the driver's seat.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse and
Studio. Silly Symphony.
That is correct.
No way! Out of nowhere.
Why? Because I have. Excuse me, let me explain. I have a picture of the old Hyperion Studios. Not anywhere where I can see it, but that I've reflected on many times, I will say. So.
Sometimes you just sit back and think about that picture. Nice.
Yes. No.
Wait, so Debbie just gave her answer.
I have a photo that has that somewhere. It's not hanging up, though. I'm looking around. I wonder where I've seen it, but anyways.
The Mickey Mouse and Silly Symphony is very good. All right, Debbie, your turn.
Okay.
Debbie. The first Mickey Mouse short to be released was Steamboat Willie. The first to be made was Plain Crazy. What was the second to be made? It was not Steamboat Willie.
Oh, crap. Oh, gosh.
She didn't say crime this time.
No, I did not. Oh, fudge. I know this. Oh.
Fudge.
I love fudge.
It's like playing a Harry Potter game, right?
What crumb? What is it?
Crumb.
I can see the name. Does it have the word flowers in it? They can't give you hints.
Is that your guess?
Yes, it's something with flowers. You're
asking for help.
Something flowers. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Fudge crumbs.
Not dancing flowers. What is it? Oh.
I think Jay just wrote in the chat room, Fudge Crumbs.
That's it. That's your nickname
Mickey
next
the Fudge
year.
Crumbs.
That's not it.
Nikki Riblet and the Fudge Crumbs. That's the name of my new alternative band. Right.
Something flowers. Has Ford flowers in it. Can I get a half a point if I'm right?
Let me think about that. No.
No.
Am I just a big bully? Oh, okay. Oh, something flowers. Don't worry.
Just take a stab at it.
Yes. The show ends at 10.
Oh, shut up, Mike. something flowers. I see the flowers, but I can't.
Okay. I'm going to cut you off there. Oh. It's actually not flowers. It's Galloping Gaucho is the name.
Yeah.
The flowers, cowboys.
Oh, yeah, like Pam, you knew that?
No, you know why? Okay, so I'll tell you why again. I have Post-its that have old Mickey cartoons.
Nice. That's not fair.
I'm sorry. I can't help but look around my office, for God's sake.
That's all you've been doing for 12 hours.
Busy, but none of that was on my wall.
All right, Matt's up.
Buy more Mickey merchandise, I'm just saying.
I have no small space, but Matt. Schultz,
right? Yes.
Mickey Mouse shorts were nominated for Best Animated Short 10 times.
Ooh.
How many times did they win? Or did it win?
This is a collection of shorts nominated 10 times?
No, like every year they nominate something for Best Animated Short. A Mickey Mouse short was nominated 10 times. How many times did a Mickey Mouse short win Best Animated Short?
Oh, I'm going to go with 10 times.
That's what I would say.
It's actually one time.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Is it the
time.
Last one? Is it the last
what?
One?
What?
I don't
things,
know which one
it was. One. You want to know what the winners were.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. That's hard.
That is.
Yeah. Mike. Mike Roman. Fred Purdy. You're up.
Yes.
What were Mickey's first words to be heard on screen? It's a two-word phrase.
Oh, my.
Oh, my is not correct.
I don't know. I'm so tired.
Hey,
when I say this, you might get it. It's actually hot dog.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hot dog, yeah. Hot diggity dog.
I've seen that enough in my life.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You got that right, Matt.
Hot dog, man. That's right. And Ricky, what was the name of the first color short featuring Mickey Mouse?
Okay, I'm probably way wrong, but this is the only thing that's popped in my head. Was it the band concert?
That is correct!
No, oh my God. You are cheating. You're cheating.
Good job.
All right. After three rounds, Ricky
that's the only one I got right out of all of the questions that I asked, by the way.
Ricky has four. Pam has two. Debbie has two. Matt has two. Mike has one.
That's all right. We're still playing golf.
We're still All right. Game four. I'm flipping the page here.
Okay.
Game four.
Thank you.
This game.
Sounds like us opening Christmas presents.
That's right.
Yeah.
David, it's like a David Letterman.
Eerily similar, actually. I'm just... No.
I love that episode, by the way.
Mind blown.
Oh, what is it? Oh, what is it? Oh, I got you this.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Tell me what this is.
Isn't it authentic, though? That's what we like most about that.
The magic of podcasting. All right. Game four. Game four is lazily named The Price is Right.
Oh, okay. Well, you went all out on that one.
That's right. In this game, we'll continue rotating who goes first. I'll give you the name of a historical ticket, and you tell me your best guess without going over.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
All right. So, for this one, it's going to be Debbie, Matt, Mike, Ricky, Pam. So, and I have to write these down, don't I? So, I probably should do that. All right. So, we're going to start with the opening day ticket price without ticket book for Walt Disney World in 1971. How much do you think the ticket admission cost? Without a ticket book.
Opening day for?
Walt Disney World. Okay. For the Magic Kingdom.
Just right. To get in.
Right.
1971.
Right. Gosh, I know this.
$35. $35 to get into the Magic Kingdom. Matt?
Without ticket book?
Without ticket book. This is just admission.
$24.
$24. Mike?
See, I want to throw down a $1, but I hate when people do that on Price is Right when you're not the last bidder. It's
Someone
such a bad thing.
No,
I'm going to say, I think you guys are both too high. I'm going
$7. $7. All right. Ricky?
I think 10.
$10. Pam?
I'm going
do it.
$5.
$5. Let me tell you, you have all overbid.
No, I knew it was low. I wanted to go. I should have gone $1.
I know. I think I know what it is, too.
We start that? Again. Debbie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, another round.
$1.
What'd you say? $5?
$1.
$1. Matt.
Wait, what were the first bids? We all overbid, but what
Mine
were the first
was the
ones?
Lowest. Five
was the lowest.
Lowest was $5. You guys can bid change as well.
Okay. $2.50.
Mike?
50 cents.
50 cents? Ricky?
50 cent.
$1.50.
$1.50. Pam?
75 cents.
75 cents. The winner is, the actual retail price is $3.50.
Oh.
The winner is Matt.
No!
Hey.
Nice.
Yay.
There's Matt. All right. Round two.
Oh, Oh my gosh, eight. There's more rounds.
This is there. Fun. I like this one.
There's five. There's
oh
five.
My God.
Wow, five rounds. Okay.
There's five rounds. Number two, a 1982 ticket to Epcot or Magic Kingdom. This was the opening year for the Epcot Center. Matt, you're going first.
1982 ticket for either or?
Yes, they both cost the same.
Okay, all right. Did we, let's see, how about $15?
$15, Mike.
So this at this point would have included all the attractions. The ticket booth books are gone,
this is,
right?
Ticket booths were gone.
Oh.
Gone, gone, gone.
Probably would change my answer.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
Well,
I didn't know all the variables.
Yeah, I gave some slack. Yeah,
the dude's in Kansas. Nice. Give him a break.
Right?
Come on.
All right, all right, all right.
Get your polite pants on, Ricky.
$35.
How
much? $35.
$35, Mike.
I'm going to say $37.
$37, Ricky.
I'm going to say for both Magic Kingdom, and I'm going to say $10.
$10, Pam.
I'm going over Ricky, and I'm going to say 15.
15. Debbie?
40.
$40. You have all overbid.
Oh, my God.
We're conditioned
see?
By Disney's what it is. We're used to high prices.
Wow. No kidding, that's right? Right. So what was the lowest bid?
Mine, 10.
10. Wow. All right. Wow. So,
1982 ticket to Epcot or Magic Kingdom.
That's crazy.
Matt?
I'm going to go with the raw number, $5.
$5, Mike.
$7.50.
That was going to be mine.
Ricky.
That was actually going to be mine, too.
Let's go with
$3.75.
$3.75. Oh, wait.
What
was it?
Yeah. Bam.
I forgot it was three something the last time, but that's fine. Whatever.
I'm going with $5.50.
$5.50. Debbie.
Seven
even?
Yes, sir.
All right. The actual retail price for a 1982 ticket to Magic Kingdom or Epcot Center is $9.50.
Ah.
Mike is on the board.
Yes!
Yeah!
Come on. I got you guys right where I want you.
Mike is yeah, on the board. Wish. All right. Round three.
Hey, wait. Before, can I just say, oh, yes. I just refreshed the Give Kids the World Village page, and we're up to $14,911.
Oh, yeah, baby. $15,000. That was my number.
We're
15,000.
So close to $15,000.
We can do it. We can do it. We can do it.
Oh, no. You guys, good. I have to ride dinosaurs.
Yes, you do. Okay, let's keep the game going. Let's,
all right.
I got mojo.
This game sucks. I hate dinosaur. No.
Number three. This is a 1989 ticket to either Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or the new Disney MGM Studios. We're starting with Mike.
So the last one in 82 was $9.
Last one was $9.50.
I'm trying to think. So in 89, I would say three parks. We got $27.50.
$27.50. Ricky.
At this point, Michael Eisner has come in.
Oh, come yeah. on.
There you
oh,
go.
Yeah. Oh, we're really
now you're thinking.
A lot of
yeah, seriously. The swan so was half built.
What did Mike say?
No, just go ahead.
No. What did you say? What
oh, $27.50 was mine.
I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with $25.
Pam.
I'm saying $28.50.
Debbie.
Well, I wanted to go buck over Mike's. So. I'm doing
right.
Price is Right strategy.
You're
thing.
Hilarious. I would say 21.
21, Matt.
$27.49.
Oh.
Whoa.
You know, Matt. That's a horrible strategy because yes. now you have
Matt,
to get it exactly.
You have not watched
it's not
the
going
show.
Over. But.
We've all overbid.
No.
Oh, okay.
You have not. There is a winner. The exact total is $29.
Oh.
Damn, you are within 50 cents.
Oh,
oh,
yes.
I'm not even thinking about them from now on. I'm just using Price is Right strategy bidding.
Nice. Nice.
Don't even tell me this question. I don't want to know.
$1.
Okay, let me give you a scoring update. Mike has 2. Ricky has 4. Pam has 3. Debbie has 2. Matt has 2.
Oh, this is my worst night.
Damn, you're catching up to me. This is my.
We have two more rounds.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Got to get him in.
There is no tiebreaker either, so we could have co. Sorry,
no lightning round.
We're the Big 12. We'll have co-winners. All right, number four.
We will. One true champion.
He has sent the thing here. First one was opening day, 82, 89. This is a 1998 ticket. Yes. One-day ticket to the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Disney MGM, or Disney's brand new Animal Kingdom. Ricky, you're going first.
Man. Okay. I'm going to say...
1998. Okay.
98.
I'm going to say $35.
Pam?
$37.
$37.
Good job. Because we got to make sure Ricky doesn't get the points.
That's right.
Debbie?
$54.
$54. Matt?
$48.
$48. Mike?
$35.01.
Ah!
I can't win, and neither is Ricky.
The correct answer is $48.
Yeah, baby.
Right on the nose.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Wow. Oh my awesome. Gosh,
it's so close. It's so close. We have one more. One more.
Last round altogether?
Yeah, last of the game. All right. Mike has two. Ricky has four. Pam has three. Debbie has two. Matt has three. So it's either going to be Ricky, Pam, or Matt. All right.
Wait, you said there was a tie, so I've automatically won at least.
Well, no, we'll figure out a tiebreaker somehow.
Oh. No. The tiebreaker is if you won last year, you can't win.
That's it. Yeah, right. That's it.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. All right. What is the price of a current premium annual pass? Pam.
$635.
Debbie.
Premium annual pass?
Yes.
$700. See, I'm so used to seeing Florida resident and DVC
specials. Too bad.
Oh, this
$735. $735?
Matt.
Let's see. Premium annual pass. This is tough. I'm going to go with $670.
$670. Somebody in the chat room just put $15,160.
They win.
Ricky.
Wait. Mike was first.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, you can go first, Ricky, then I'll go after you.
No, no, no.
I was looking at actually annual pass prices the other day, and I think for a premium it was about $776.
$776. Ricky.
I'm gonna go. I'm trying to think of what I paid for my annual pass. I'm gonna go with $750.
$750. The actual retail price for a current premium annual pass. $779.
Wow.
Thank you, Mike.
So, final tally here. Debbie 2, Mike 3, Pam 3,
dang.
Matt 4, Ricky 4.
Yes!
You guys have to arm wrestle.
Okay, that's all right.
Great job.
Yeah, it was fun.
I will accept the tie with you, Matt.
I will not accept the tie. I will not accept the tie.
That's right, Matt. Don't let her talk you into it.
No,
either.
Don't do it. Don't fall for it.
What's the total, guys? What's the total on the website?
Oh, I am riding dinosaur. I know that. So the total
Hit
on the
refresh
website.
Refresh button.
Oh my gosh, you guys! What the?
That's unreal.
Did they hit my goal? Did they hit my goal?
Language, please, Ricky.
I know.
Language check.
$16,186.
Oh, my
gosh.
No way. You guys rock out there.
Oh,
you
my
rock.
Gosh. Thank you guys so much. And thank
it's
you.
So awesome.
What really pushed us over was the Magic for Less as well. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I told you I wanted to do it again. The first time felt so good. We won a nice round number. No, we We decided on 2,500 before the day started, the team did, and that's what we wanted to give, so we're happy to be a part of it. But all you all raised so much money and donated just the goods and everything else. It was awesome to be a part of this, so.
My gosh, seriously. Thank you. No idea.
And Matt and Nate, thank you guys. You always bring it home for us each and every year, and I hope you guys will do it again next year. We appreciate everything you guys do for us.
We will. Thanks for having us on. So glad we could help you. We hope we helped you raise money.
Yeah, it was a very productive hour, I can tell you that.
For sure.
All right. Well, we will look forward to being on next year. And thanks so much for having us on. And
good. We love having you
guys.
On.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And I wanted to mention, because you are, you know, taken care of with your with the new company, the t-shirts for the podcast crews, and we're excited to be working with you.
Yes. I just bought mine. I'm so excited to get it.
Oh, everybody's so excited. So thank you for doing that for us. And just want to give a heads up to our listeners that we are going to do kind of, just like you guys have done on Webway Radio in the past, an exclusive just general podcast shirt in the fall. So just be looking forward to that, because that's going to be something coming out that everybody can kind of get on and support the show. So coming in the fall, we're going to do that. And just excited about your you know, your t-shirt company and everything you got going on over there as well.
Thanks so much. I would have bet that Ricky would have been the last one to actually order a t-shirt. I would have bet.
I know. Yeah. I'm a very big procrastinator, but I made sure I did it. I was like, okay, I've got to do this. Like, I totally wanted to order one of your Mineral King or, you know, Mineral
Steel. Yeah.
I failed on that one. I was like, oh, man, it's over.
Oh, well, I may know a guy, so.
Okay, all right. That's good. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's such a cool design. And then I was like, oh, well, I missed it. Well, I suck.
Well, I hope they come with pockets so Ricky can stuff them with pieces of toast.
Yeah. Where's the hoodie? The hoodie does have pockets.
There you go.
Surprisingly, the pieces of toast are still sitting here on the table. I didn't ever eat it. So, yeah.
I'd have my order in if my 18-year-old daughter could decide blue or yellow. I'm like, it's a 50-50 proposition, blue or yellow. What do you want?
Oh, no, I made Brian go blue. I was like,
well, see, I'm getting both. I'm getting both. So I'm just saying.
Oh
so,
yes.
Well, guys, thank you so much again. And good luck with Webway Radio this season. We'll be listening each and every episode. And thanks again for the time. And you guys take care.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Have fun on your cruise.
Oh,
thank
you.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care, buddy.
It's a no-brainer.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, man. What a day. What a day. Fun.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast with Matt and Nate from Wedway Radio, Wedway Now, and now Matt's got the 3028 with Kevin Quigley. Thanks to those guys for coming on and wrapping up 2 years ago, the 2015 Be Our Guest Podcast 12-hour live show. We want you to join us. Don't forget, and please do spread the word, because we're down to just over a week until the next 12-hour live show, where we want to blow it out of the water as we support the amazing angels down at Give Kids the World. They're down there each and every day making memories that will last a lifetime for these families that need it more than anything in their lives right now. So please do join us on Sunday, July 30th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be on our Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We'll have other avenues as well. So follow me on Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, and we'll have everything on the Facebook page so that you can join us. We'll be taking your calls live. We'll have folks from the Disney community dropping in all day and all night, and just a great time. Auction items, prizes, everything we can do. We're going to have a fun time, lots and lots of laughs, just like the past show. But again, please do. We're in crunch time here, guys, because we've been on the cruise. We need to spread the word. Sunday, July 30th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. Please let everybody know. Put it on your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram. Let's rally around the families down at Give Kids the World. We'll see you on Sunday. Make it a great weekend. Thanks again for your support. We'll see you real soon.